great historian William Hutton said, "Before I came to Birmingham, I was in a world where people were asleep. But now I see men walking along the street with fire in their soul."
People are very down to earth.
Different people, different backgrounds.
If you're a little bit weird, that's okay.
It's an interesting place and it's got a lot of history.
You can go anywhere around the world, but you can't beat this place.
Sound is a pound.
Perry Beaches,
Castle Vale,
West Bromwich,
Solihull, Warsaw,
Coleshill, Wolverhampton,
Dudley Camp Hill,
Cannet,
Tamworth,
Jewellery Quarter,
Hockley,
Yardley,
Sutton Coalfield,
Tipton,
Redditch,
Bilston,
Blackheath,
Sheldon,
Acots Green,
BBC WM.
Your radio station is your show.
We're the voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Breaking news from down your road.
Scandals in your postal code.
Crime.
Corruption.
Train disruption.
Just because it nearly snowed.
Passion callers vent their spleen.
Live reporters on the scene.
Email.
Text.
Have your say.
More on that throughout the day.
Weekday mornings.
Big debates.
Opinions to articulate.
Afternoons. Fun and chat.
Place and tune.
Chew the fat.
Guests and personalities.
From all of our communities.
If you love where you live,
it's you we should be talking with.
Roberto, Ajwani, Lola, good morning.
Good morning.
You are one of the most incredible people that I have ever spoken to.
Pandas are overrated, in my opinion.
Jay has texted in, man up your big girl's blouse.
He scores! Inside stoppage time!
So if you've struggled hard to find
radio to feed your mind,
can we now suggest that you
stick with what you're listening to?
Presenters with something to say.
Characters from down your way.
Not just
a DJ
playing boring songs all day.
Entertainment.
Proper news.
Friendly voices.
Local views.
Stories from your local patch.
Action from your local match.
Fun and personality
from your local BBC.
95.6
FM.
BBC WM.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Now, we didn't have time to talk about this yesterday. I mentioned it when we started the show at 6, but it all got so busy, and it was too fascinating to just kind of, kind of mention and then not talk about properly. The actress Judi Dench has said her eyesight is so bad that she can't read scripts anymore, but she's not going to give up her job. She's not going to retire, which is great. She's got macular degeneration. And of course, as we know, I mean, she's an Oscar nominee. She's going to be in LA in the next week or so, hopefully picking up an award for her role in Philomena. In the studio, we've got Paul Hopkins. Paul is manager of All Formats. It's a Birmingham company which produces braille, large print and audio materials for blind and partially sighted people. He lost his sight as a young child. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
It must take quite a strong person to kind of carry on when you're faced with that difficulty of losing your sight.
Yeah, I would think so. Definitely. I mean, I've been blind for most of my life, as you pointed out. But yeah, it would. I think there's probably a bit of a grieving process, to say the least, really, you know. But it may be different for each person, clearly. And she sounds like someone who is going to get up and make the most of her life in a new situation. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. And I mean, obviously, you are part of a, you know, with what you do and what you produce, yeah, that's kind of a real support network,
yes,
for people who are blind and partially sighted. Is there enough? Is there enough support out there?
That's a great question. I think not really. I think that over a period of time, support has diminished in some ways. I think the charities are picking up a lot still. But I think that a lot of things like just getting into work and things like that is quite difficult. So, you know, depending on when you lose your sight, I guess in life it's going to matter more, but it depends what it is we're talking about. I mean, for her, you know, she's has an amazing career and probably still will continue within that in some way, shape or form, you know, and she'll get, I would imagine, lots of opportunities to form a sort of a personality and a character around her new situation. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But as I said, it's different for each person, and you know, you get all kinds of people like us doing all sorts of things really in life. You know, it's being blind isn't necessarily as life limiting as those who start to lose their sight later on in life might think it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because I, you know, I'm quite visual and a lot of the things that I really enjoy. Yeah. So reading and cinema, you know, are very visual activities. I, as you say, I would find it tremendously life limiting. But I guess the you know, it's like anything. When anything happens to you, it's looking for the silver linings. It's finding your way through it.
Well, people do, don't they? And whether we're talking about vision impairment or anything else that comes upon us in life, you know, you most of us, I think, well, okay, you know, this is what I've got. So there's sort of anger at first and sadness perhaps, and then and disappointment. But then after that, there's determination, and then there's probably like eventually a more balanced approach. From what I read, you know, she's sort of losing her sight over a period of time, isn't it? So that some of the first articles I saw were going back to, I think, 2012-ish.
Yeah.
So this isn't a new situation in that sense for her, but obviously now she's getting to a point where she can't read her own scripts and stuff, and I read that she was needing some help around the film set for Philomena and stuff like that. So you know, that really is becoming more of an established situation now for her. So
No, absolutely. And I'm just interested to get your take on this, because being someone who is blind, you are in the minority.
Yeah.
You are on a planet where most people can actually see.
Yeah.
Is it something you get used to?
It is. I mean, and again, it's I suppose it's easy for me to talk about that because I've been blind for most of my life, although I have a perspective because I know lots of people who have lost their sight over time, and then people that became suddenly visually impaired or whatever, or people like me that have been blind most of my life. And I don't know, it doesn't feel different to me because I suppose I've always been like that.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when people talk about, you know, the different politically correct terminology, they'll say living with sight loss. Well, some of us, you know, never had our sight, so we haven't lost it. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Do people think the term blind is un-PC?
There is a bit of that. And I suppose for someone, again, that's newly lost their sight, would be more sensitive about that as a concept. So being called blind as opposed to visually impaired or severely sight impaired or whatever. There's a whole host of different things, labels one might use, but I think at the end of the day it's the person first and then any sort of descriptor afterwards, really.
Okay.
And that's what we'd sort of want. But yeah, the world is it's different for me. Of course it is, because you can tell me what your world's like, and I live partly in your world or the world of people with sight and the world of people that have other disabilities. And you know, I go to the cinema too, you know, I've skydived with tandem rides, you know, there's a whole list of blind people that are doing loads of different things, so it's not a hopeless situation by any means.
No,
I think that would
be
the thing to put across.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, Paul, it's fascinating to talk to you. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Paul Hopkins, manager of All Formats, a Birmingham company which produces braille, large print and audio materials for blind and partially sighted people and people living with sight loss. Paul, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
Have your say.
Across the West Midlands, call 03453 00995
BBC WM 95.6.